and Shadow joined forces against her. Her father himself tricked her into falling into an enchanted sleep. Blade muttered,
"Makes as much sense as the story of any other god, meaning it don't."
Squeaking, Smoke said,
"Kina is a personification of that force some call entropy."
To the Radisha,
"Correct me if I'm wrong."
The Radisha ignored him. Before Kina fell asleep, she realized she'd been tricked. She took a huge breath, exhaled a minute fraction of her soul essence, no more than a ghost of a ghost. That specter wanders the world in search of living vessels it can possess and use to bring on the Year of the Skulls. If that avatar can free enough souls and cause enough pain, Kina can be wakened. Swan chuckled like an old woman scolding.
"You believe any of that stuff?"
"What I believe doesn't matter, Swan. The deceivers believe. If the rumor spreads that Kina has been seen, and there's any evidence to support it, they'll preach a crusade of murder and torture."
"Wait!"
She raised a hand. "The Taglian people are ripe for an outburst of violence. By damming the normal discharge for generations, they've created a reservoir of potential violence. The deceivers would like that to explode, to bring on the Year of the Skulls. My brother and I would prefer to harness and direct that ferocity." Blade grumbled about the absurdities of the theological imagination and why didn't people have enough sense to smother would-be priests in their cradles. The Radisha said, "We don't think the deceivers have a formal, hierarchical priesthood. They seem to form loose bands or companies under an elected captain. The captain appoints a priest, an omen reader, and so forth. His authority is limited. He has little influence outside his band unless he's done something to gain a reputation." Blade said,
"They don't sound so bad to me."
The Radisha scowled. "The main qualification of a priest seems to be education and probity toward his own kind. The bands indulge in crimes of all sorts. Once a year they share out their spoils according to the priest's estimation of the members' contributions toward the glory of Kina. To support his decisions, in the event of dispute, the priest keeps a detailed chronicle of the band's activities."
"Fine and dandy," Swan said. "But how about we get to what you want us to do? We supposed to drag Smoke around to see if we can sniff out what really happened to the Shadow Master's soldiers?"
"Yes.
Why bother?"
"I thought I just explained."
The Radisha controlled herself. "If that was a true apparition of Kina, we have bigger troubles than we thought. The Shadow Masters may be the lesser half."
"I warned you!" Smoke squealed. "I warned you 100 times, but you wouldn't listen. You had to bargain with devils."
"Shut up." The Radisha glared. "I'm as tired of you as Swan is. Go find out what happened, and learn what you can about the woman lady, too."
"I can handle that," Swan said, grinning. "Come on, old buddy."
He grabbed Smoke's shoulder. He asked the Radisha,
"Think you can manage Jahamaraj Jah without us?"
"I can manage him."
Mounted, ready to ride, waiting for Blade and Smoke, Swan asked,
"Cordy, you get the feeling you're out in the woods in the middle of the night and everybody's doing their damnedest to hide the light?"
Mather was more the thinker than Willow or Blade.
"They're afraid if we know the whole story, we'll desert.
They're desperate. They've lost the Black Company. We're all that's left."
"Like the old days."
The old days, before the coming of the professionals,